You're with Cape Talk.
Well, we all know that Cape Town is world famous for our wine and winemakers, bringing home international awards every single year. We boast some of the best vineyards in the world. And do you know the date that wine was first made by Cape, or from Cape grapes, I should say? Well, the answer is, in fact, 2nd of February, 1659. And apparently we're one of the very few countries that actually knows the exact origin of our winemaking industry. Joining me now to elaborate on that and tell us what's in store for the birthday party next year is the CEO of Kruid Constantia, Jean Nordier. Jean, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to be here today.
Thank you, Amy, and good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Tell us the story. I found it quite fascinating about how we were able to, in fact, trace the beginning of our wine industry to such an exact date.
I mean, it's an interesting story. Jan van Riebeeck made a diary entry in his diary on the 2nd of February, 1659, and it was obviously in Dutch. We wrote, "Hierin is goede lof van de Kaapse druiven de eerste maal wijn gepast." Now, if you translate that into English, it'd say, "Today, praise be to God, wine was pressed for the first time from Cape grapes." And it's a very short, simple sentence, but that sentence basically it marks the start of the South African wine industry. And you said that we are one of the few, but as far as we know, we are the only wine industry in the world that know our date of origin.
Oh, wow. So it's not even that there are a couple of others out there. We're the only one. That's fascinating.
Yeah. With info to our exposure, you know, that's what we know.
And Jean, if memory serves me correctly, that those first grapes were grown at Kruid Constantia, weren't they?
No, they were grown in the company's gardens. That was Kruid Constantia was only established in 1685, which is a few years after this date.
Okay, all right. But it is one of the oldest wine farms, correct?
Yeah, it's the oldest surviving wine farm in South Africa.
Let's look forward now to the future, Jean, and look at what's in store for next February when we, in fact, celebrate the 363rd birthday of the South African wine industry.
Yeah, it's it's a date that initially wasn't celebrated much. It was only in 1974 that the KWV took the initiative to... And the KWV at that stage was the controlling body of the South African wine industry. And they started to celebrate this date. And they did it with a function that was hosted on Kruid Constantia, being the oldest wine farm in South Africa. And for many years, that function was sort of curated by the KWV, and later on it was moved to Paul and to the cellars of KWV. And when the KWV was privatized, this was moved then, that function was just stopped. And it was stopped for 8 years until the Kruid Constantia board decided to sort of dust it off and start all over again. For the purpose, basically, to do three things. The one is to celebrate the birthday of the South African wine industry. Mm-hmm. And every year we host this function on a Thursday closest to the 2nd of February on Kruid Constantia. The second purpose of the function is to award people in the wine industry and to recognize people for their contribution to the South African wine industry. And then the third purpose is basically to ask for a blessing on the new harvest. That's how we celebrate this annually.
I saw a call in a local newspaper a week or so ago saying that you were actually calling for all South Africans to sort of get involved and help promote the South African wine industry. What do you need from South Africans, and what did you mean by that?
Since 2012, when we started this function, now that's 10 years ago, and every year when you look at the function, you start planning the new one, you look at it and you try, you analyze it from different angles and see what new angle can you bring to the function. And through all of that conceptualization, we realized that the South African wine industry is really sort of there's a lot of potential in it which is not used. If you look at what the retail sector have done to Christmas, and can I remind you that Christmas is a birthday celebration, and the South African wine industry are offering also a birthday to the South or to the retail sector, and that celebration come soon after Christmas in February. So there's another opportunity for them to promote products and to have a very special retail exercise like they've done with Christmas.
John, if we look at the South African wine industry as a whole, would you say it's recovered from the serious damage that was done during the COVID pandemic and the global lockdown?
There's some permanent dents in our financial well-being, but I think things have settled down. Wine farms in general are also very tourist exposed, and the tourist sector are still struggling to get back to normality, but at least the signs are there that we're moving back to normality. So we're very hopeful for the future and that things will normalize soon.
Well, before we let you go, I mean, you are obviously the oldest wine farm and one of the largest in Cape Town. I'm sure you've got some special things planned now for the upcoming holiday season. Do you want to tell us about one or two of them?
Yeah, it's basically we're basically just getting ready for the numbers which we are expecting and which the tourist industry are saying is coming due to forward bookings and so forth. So for us, it's basically getting ready and having all the tourist facilities ready, the whitewashing all the buildings, picking up the gardens, the standards and so forth, and just improve service levels and give the tourists a fantastic time.
Jean Nadir, all the best as you head into your busy season. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon, CEO of Groot Constantia Estate.